Anyway, this is the Taylor Report. I bet you were wondering. CIUT 89.5 FM. There's a serious matter to dealing with that we deal with often on the show, and that is the justice systems that were established by the unipolar world under George Bush Senior. When they decided they were going to have set up international courts, and they're going to have all kinds of fun, and they were going to be the boss. And their courts, the one in Yugoslavia, wasn't anything pretty to watch. It did not actually end up dispensing much justice. But they also had one for Rwanda. That did not, and that was victor's justice. And I'm quoting Ramsey Clark, a former Attorney General of the United States, friend of this show, good friend of ours, who had ethics. It's very rare that you meet anybody that does. So Ramsey was very special that way. So I'm going to mix two subjects here, but it's along the same lines. A few days ago, maybe a week or two, there was a decision. Here it is. I'm going to read this out. This is the French press, and they said Secretary General Guterres urged China to follow the recommendations of the UN report on Xinjiang. I'm going to link this, believe it or not, to Rwanda. Follow the recommendation UN report on Xinjiang. Will China follow what Mr. Guterres suggested? The Chinese spokesperson answered, "The Chinese side made clearer our position on Commission on Human Rights assessment. It is a patchwork of disinformation politically driven by the U.S. This is Taylor Report speaking. You better believe it. Driven by the U.S. and some Western forces, and is completely illegal, null and void. A handful of Western countries easily gave themselves away when they rushed to hype up this assessment the moment it was released. There's a Chinese idiom for that, which describes it as a voluntary confession without being coerced. This once again exposes their pernicious aim of using lies on Xinjiang to contain China. It tells us who are the ones behind this false assessment. This is also evidence that the Commission on Human Rights is predicated on the political scheme of some overseas anti-China forces. And the Commission on Human Rights has become an enforcer and accomplice of the U.S. And some Western forces in bullying the developing countries. The U.S. and Western countries can by no means represent the international community. The mainstream of the international community opposes the release of this untrue assessment and is quite concerned about the fact that the U.S. and other Western forces have gone to great lengths to pressure the Commission on Human Rights to release it. Recently, more than 60 countries have sent a co-signed letter to the High Commissioner where they stressed that Xinjiang affairs are purely China's internal affairs and expressed deep concern over the Commission's unauthorized compilation of the so-called assessment on Xinjiang. Nearly 1,000 Chinese and foreign NGOs have also stated a co-signed letter to the High Commission to voice their opposition to the Commission Human Rights release of an unauthorized and untruthful assessment on Xinjiang. What the Human Rights Commission really needs to focus on is the human rights violation involving the U.S. and some Western forces, physical and cultural genocide of Native Americans, human trafficking from overseas for modern-day slavery and forced labor, systemic racial discrimination against minorities, deadly gun violence, serious regression of women's rights, torture and abuse in overseas black sites, unilateral sanctions that jeopardize human rights in other countries, killing of civilians in overseas military operations, think Afghanistan, and so on. Foreign ministry spokespersons have mentioned these violations several times. We asked the OHCR to shed light on these violations, pursue accountability, and release assessments. This is the responsible thing to do for the international community and the victims of these violations. And here's the paragraph I find very interesting from the Chinese statement, very helpful, I think. This is a Chinese spokesperson. I would also ask you, to look into the composition of the staff and source of funding to the OHCHR. The U.S. and several other Western countries with less than 10% of the world population take up more than 80% of the OHCHR post. 80%. Can they represent the majority of the world? The OHCHR assessment is predicated on the political scheme and pressure of some overseas anti-China forces. It's based on disinformation and drives the OHCHR further away from the principles of universality, objectivity, non-selectivity, and non-politicization. It shows exactly how the OHCHR has been reduced to an enforcer of the U.S. and some Western forces in forcing the developing countries to toe their line. In these Western countries, human rights is nothing but an easily accessible, cheap weapon. An agency that acts like this can in no way represent the UN, still less the international community. As part of the UN Secretariat, the OHCHR must follow and uphold the purpose and principles of the UN Charter, defend the sovereignty of member states, and refrain from interfering in their internal affairs. With the manipulations of the U.S. and other Western forces, the so-called assessment of the Commission runs counter to these principles. UN member states should seriously hold it accountable. China will continue to steadfastly pursue human rights development with Chinese characteristics and contribute more to the advancement of human rights in China and the whole world. Now listen, this is Taylor Report, CIT. This is undoubtedly what has happened with the International Criminal Court. The African countries have pointed out that so far this marvelous institution, the godson of the ad hoc tribunals for Yugoslavia, godsons of Yugoslavia, Rwanda, have provided the personnel and the backbone to the ICC, which has so far pursued almost entirely black African targets. That's unquestionably. Now, I want to link it to another problem we have. We've talked about that tribunal, the ad hoc tribunal for Rwanda, is done, closed shop, everybody's gone. One of the figures in that was Judge Eric Moes from Norway. Moes has walked away. He sentenced people who have done their time. He also was part of, I think, some judicial panels that acquitted people. And yet those people remain acquitted, and those who've done their time are in limbo. And Judge Moses has now taken a job of investigating on behalf of this type of UN agency with 80% of the personnel coming from NATO areas, Anglo-Saxon areas, Norway areas, Mose has become an investigator of war crimes, of primarily of Russia. He's already expressed displeasure with the government of Russia. I'll bet the government of Russia has displeasure with Eric Mose. I have some displeasure with him. I'd like to know, where are his ethics? Judge Mose, you sentence people. You were holding them, by the way. There were people who could have been free while you tried them, because after all, there's a presumption of innocence. But you held them, some of them, for as long as 12 years before they went to trial, you and your other judges. Now, you've walked away, and you were in a process that had supposedly that represent the best of law, and where the protection of the defense, the profession of the accused is respected, and also where humane treatment and the equal treatment of all before these courts is the same. Well, they're in limbo, scattered across Africa, and some of them, eight of them, are in Niger. Mose, I think you ought to resign. You should show a little integrity. Rather than going around posing as a great judge, if you're the judge, you sentence people who are supposed to be free. They're not. But you are making minimum of $200,000, I'm going to guess, a year. And you preen yourself and pretend you're the Lord's only. While the people that you sentence, those Africans, have no rights, no identity anymore, thanks to you. Why don't you resign? Why don't you show some integrity? It ain't going to happen because Mose is working with NATO and others. He's part of the Western complex using human rights as a weapon. See how happy it's been? See you next week.